Linda gave a lively and humorous description of trying to scramble two eggs in a gift skillet meant to handle two dozen, and of how the first evening when Chuck came home and walked into the kitchen and put his arms around her and kissed her, they suddenly heard claps and whistles. They looked out through the porch, and there on the lawn were the neighborhood children gathered to watch. They laughed, too, and pulled the shades down. Being with them lightened our mood a little bit, and there was a delightful picture of little Patrick Linden in the Star in his cowboy hat, reaching out across the table to grab a shoe and a boot, with Linden sitting proudly by. Close to five, we went back to the White House, comforted to have Arthur and Matilda with us. They are both soft and gentle with Linden, completely devoted, providing the companionship, the solace, the laughter he needs. Linden went over to the office to work a while, and I did that most sinful thing, waste time. I went to bed and could not sleep. I tried to read my script for tomorrow morning. The tour of the White House with Barbara Walters, telling her about the acquisitions in the last 4 years. I was not creative, nor could I concentrate. About seven, our dinner guests came, Jim and Libby Rowe, Muriel and Hubert, and as almost always happens, Linden's spirits rose in response to the good conversation, the fun of being with people you know well and like. After dinner, I got Muriel and Libby to go downstairs with me, and we walked through the first floor, looking at the portraits I wanted to describe, through the china room, the library, trying to immerse myself in the mood I must have tomorrow morning, the feel of it. I shall have to rely on my background of knowledge. This is not the time or mood for concentrated study. It was a civilized, pleasant enough evening, and I do not think our guests knew how sore my heart was. And not even I know the depths of Linden's. There's no field in which he has tried harder than health, education, and welfare, or made more strides, or felt that the secretaryship was held by a man of more eminence and real devotion to what he was doing. And yet this man looks at the performance of the president, evaluates his efforts, I suppose, and says, "I am leaving."